With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Welcome to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, we've talked about this before, but with the new year and all the stuff that's just bombarding my feed and my emails because it's the end of January and into February, I feel like there's so much out there. And it's not just about running. Like, I always bring this up with my stuff that I'm learning with gardening and chickens and should I get goats. There's like every opinion under the sun. And I found it, just to kind of start this, what got me thinking about it, was I found this great Instagram guy that's like, I'm going to piss off every expert out there. I'm going to say this. He starts bringing all this stuff up about chickens. And I'm laughing because I'm like, oh, that's how I do it. Like, I don't listen to anybody. I listen and I go, well, I don't have time for that. And I do it my way, right? And this guy totally resonated with me. So I'm loving listening to him. And I kind of wanted to ask you, with all of your experience, you have a lot of followers. We've got a lot of different people coming through the group. What about runners? Like, how do they listen to you? How do they get away from the noise and hopefully hear what you're saying? Can you kind of speak to that?
Sure. Well, I think for the most part, most of our runners, unfortunately, are in pain when they find us. And they've tried, they always, you know, we hear this all the time. I've tried it all. I've been to physical therapy. I've done the tape. I've done the stretch. I've done the new shoes. And so I think that, unfortunately, we're never going, I mean, I shouldn't say it like that. I wish I could meet people before they went through all of that. How's that?
You're such a sweet soul. Like, well, just so you guys know, that like, she really likes, is very conscious of how you say things. So it's really important.
Well, because the challenge for me is, here I am over 35 years into this. Yes. And it's kind of like your guy, I guess, with the chickens. I've seen every runner, you know, whether it's someone trying to get back to running, new to running, I've been running for years, all of it, injured, non-injured. And everyone needs to learn the same thing about movement. That's right. Not changed at all in all of these years. And I've been through all of the trends, you know, at this point. There's so much technology. There's so much gadgets. There's so many shoes. So I can see the overwhelming part. And also, we don't want to put the work in. And I'm using the we. I'm in there with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning, like, I wish you could just give me that one shoe or the one stretch or the one drill. And that's the biggest feedback we get, right, is people meet us. And I'm like, oh, I can get you to run pain-free. And they're like, okay, well, how quick will it be?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and I think that the reality of why we cut through any noise is we stay so consistent. You can go back 10 years, 15 years on my Instagram or social media. In fact, it's funny. I actually gave a drill on Monday, this past Monday, because one of our runners was having a struggle with their calf. And I was laughing. My memory from 15 years ago exactly was the exact same drill.
Oh, my Lord.
I almost screenshotted a send to him, but the reality is well, my thought, though, was, especially anyone that's already in the group, they already, you know, I assume are already respectful that way. And the challenge, guys, I'm telling you, is I got into being a running coach from getting injured also. And I didn't start out, I don't have any background at all. No high school running, no collegiate running, none of that. I didn't come in as a runner. I was a strength coach, personal trainer, group fitness instructor that got into running and got injured. And everyone I was coaching was also injured. And this is, again, 30-something years ago. So I tell people, like, the injuries have not changed, you know, and the way to recover has not changed. The reality is that we really have to work on our movement.
Well, also bring up, we have a lifetime member that she had just talked to you about the fact that the way we talk about movement, and this is something that really brought me to you, just makes sense. Gravity is real. Muscle elasticity is real. And you're not talking about innate ability per se. You're not saying like, oh, you have to be a certain weight or a certain size or a certain whatever. You're talking about something that is just, gravity exists, guys. Muscle elasticity exists. Well, and falling, right?
Reality, like, by the way, when I started to learn about running myself, right, I was the same way. I went to the running shoe store and I bought new shoes and I wanted to just have to get new shoes. It was sounded so great. When I found Poe's method, I found it in a book in the 90s and read the book. And I just thought, wow, this really makes sense. And I'm also a kinesiology major. So I've studied anatomy, I've studied physiology. And I thought, this really makes sense. It's just talking about the movement of running. It had no bearing on, and that was the best part to me, by the way, because, you know, I work with normal, I call them normal people. Anyone that came into my gym, anyone that came in to ask me to run anything, I never once thought, well, what is your running history? No, my thought was immediately like, oh, I can help you. And it's just like what Caroline's saying, like a good coach is there for you, for your goals, whatever your goals may be. And what was great for me was the reality that running, the movement of running is the same for all, no matter your speed, no matter your distance. Just like when I teach someone how to squat or how to do a deadlift. Well, I don't change. What changes with the squat and the deadlift are how much weight you use, if you use weight at all, not the movement. And it's the same with running. Like once you start to see running as a movement, then you also change how you see running. And I'll use the woman I just talked to. In fact, this is interesting. When you sign up with RunRx, you can talk to me all the time. And that's why we have lifetime members, because running is a journey. And when she first started, she had a plantar issue, plantar calf heel was hurting. So we went through, you know, we did the gait analysis, she came on the Zooms, and we worked through that. And she all of a sudden was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Not only am I not feeling this pain in my heel and my foot, but I'm actually running some distances and even some times that I used to run before. So of course, you know, I'm like happy. So then about a couple weeks ago, she reached out and she said, oh my gosh, I have a weird pain on the outside of my foot and I've not felt this before. She said, however, I've had a stress fracture before and it unfortunately feel really eerily similar. So anyway, I talked to her and guys, by the way, if you ever feel like I'm getting a stress fracture, the good news is you can stave it off, you know, and the better news is that the nice part is while you're recovering, if you in fact do have a stress fracture, you can still work on your running form without running. And this is a big save for runners. So anyway, when I talked to her, first of all, the good news is she can weight bear and she can move. However, what I didn't know is that she'd also had a back surgery years ago, which affected her. She wasn't even able to run for several years, almost 10 years, I think she told me. And she was swimming and cycling instead. And now she's like, I'm running again. So first she just had the joy of I'm running again. Then she immediately got the injury, the plantar. And the reason she said that she came to RunRx is because when she listened to how we spoke about running, she realized that was the thing that she needed to embrace as well, was running is a movement and it's a skill. And it's a skill that you can improve on as you keep working on your movement. Because guys, when you're injured, for example, like all you think of is something's wrong with me or something's weak or something's not right. So we just try to fix, like she just kept stretching her calf and rolling her, you know, like everyone does in most planners, without thinking, maybe it's in my movement. And so she said, just hearing that gave her hope, right? Because if you've been stretching and rolling and stretching and rolling, and again, she'd already been injured, had back, you know, had a back surgery. when you've had pain and injury before, it's even scarier. So when you can, and you know, now she knows, like in our group, we've got people that have had joint replacements, which are now unfortunately becoming way more common than they should be. But we're seeing the same injuries. And that's what I told her. Like, I see the same injuries that I today that I saw all those years ago, and we're still healing them the same. You still have to heal your injury through strength and through movement. It's the really the only way to heal. Of course, time. The reality, though, is that when you understand that and you're willing to do it, the best part is you come on the other side, you know, out of the injury and also with so much more knowledge, awareness, and ability. Because if you work through your injury with rehabbing just the injury, like if all I do is stretch my calf and strengthen my calf, great. I got strong calves. Not going to help me run if I'm not running correctly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So guys, if you are listening to us, hopefully we have got broken through the noise that we all go through in our different things that we're looking into or learning about. And hopefully maybe we make some sense to you and maybe you're starting to like want to give us a try. And if you already are in our membership, we love you. Thank you so much. But if you'd like to know more, go to the RunRx app. Just under Google or Apple, go search RunRx. It'll pop right up there. It's a little black square. And you can come in and you can kind of hang out there. There's a few things. We've got some, we give you some free, if you sign up, we'll give you a couple of free things right off the bat, like the run 1-2-3, which basically gets you kind of started listening to what are the topics, what are the three basic steps that we try to teach you. And if you want to sign up for the membership, you can do that right there. And everything is in the app. So the membership is now in the app. And guys, our community is now in the app. We've been working for years on this. We have so many people that really don't like Facebook. I've been getting tired of it. So if you want to be able to just come into the app, ask, like listen to the information that she's teaching you, then ask her a question right in the app, do a check-in right in the app, log in and upload a video of you running, anything you want to do. It's right there in the app and we're really excited for it. And we would love to see you run. Thanks guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.